companion of mine. Though not always a welcome one, as a child I feared silence, associating it with loneliness or rejection. But as I grew older, I began to see silence differently, not as an absence, but as a space. One particular moment stands out. I was sitting with a friend who had just suffered a great loss. I wanted to console him, but words felt insufficient. So I said nothing. For hours, we sat in silence. The only sound, the occasional sigh, or the rustling of leaves outside. In that silence, something profound